This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show, and then the week's over, halfway done. We're almost home. Just stay with me. We're almost home, and it's almost Christmas time. Life is good. You know what? Let's pause on the Sandy Hook thing for a second, because now I'm in a good mood. Now I want to get to some emails, and then we'll get to the Sandy Hook thing in a minute. Jesse, your comments on cold weather are ignorant. You grew up in Montana. That's not dry cold. That's high altitude cold. When it comes to dry cold versus wet cold, the low ground between the mountains, North Dakota, Minnesota, Wisconsin, the coldest days are pure sun because the air is so cold it can't hold enough moisture to make a cloud. This is from a Minnesota guy. The best part of a negative 10 degree day, this is horrible, is taking a deep breath through your nose and firing out frozen nose bullets. It's the best way of getting decongestion out. I love the show and listen every day. Well, one, it's the same thing in Montana, man. Montana has the same thing Minnesota does. Exact same kind of cold. Believe me, I get it. We have valleys up there, too. Everyone doesn't live on a mountaintop in Montana. It's the same thing. It's still a dry cold, but you are right. People who don't live in cold weather, like Chris, you don't realize the coldest days are not the snowy days. The coldest days are when it's clear in the wintertime. And it's you can look out the window and you just know it's bone-chilling cold. Chris, when you get to 10, 20 below, it's not just your nose. You feel it in your lungs. When you breathe in, the air is still so cold. When it hits your lungs, what, Chris? I realize humans aren't meant to survive that temperature. Guess what, Chris? They're not meant to survive 175 degrees here in Houston in the summertime either. It's not, wearing a hat doesn't help, okay? It doesn't help. All right, let's talk real quickly about guns, because I'm enjoying the emails, but I got to get to this. Today's the anniversary, they say, of the Sandy Hook horrible school shooting. Well, I shouldn't say they say. It is the anniversary of the shooting. Remember, 20 kids died, 6 teachers died. One of the worst days ever. Just because of the age of the kids, it was just so shocking and awful. So Joe Biden got out there today, and this is what Joe Biden had to say. Quote, we should have societal guilt for taking too long to deal with this problem. We have a moral obligation, there it is, to pass and enforce laws that can prevent these things from happening. We owe it to the courageous young survivors and to the families who lost part of their soul 10 years ago to turn their pain into purpose. Turn their pain into purpose. I'm not going to spend a long time on this. I'm just going to remind you of something that is the truth. You can accept it. You can not accept it. You can love it. You can hate it. But what I'm about to tell you is 1,000% true. Joe Biden doesn't care about Sandy Hook. Joe Biden didn't wake up today. No one in his administration woke up today and had even a tiny tug in their heart for those precious children who lost their lives at Sandy Hook. Joe Biden and the people in his administration woke up today and they realized it was the anniversary of Sandy Hook, and they knew that today provided yet another opportunity to use your values against you so they can disarm you, which will allow them to hurt you. That's really what they want. Remember, you're a threat to democracy, a threat to the foundations of the republic. You're a Nazi. You're a white supremacist. You caused the pandemic. These are all the things all these people have said to you. Have you ever stopped and wondered why the people who call you Nazi also want to disarm you? Huh. I got to tell you, I hate to be a conspiracy theorist, but if I didn't know any better, I would think they have plans to hurt me. And I would think they don't like that I possess firearms that might be able to stop them from hurting me. You're dealing with sociopaths. They use your values against you. Look, it's right back to like the illegal immigration talk we had a little bit earlier in the show. We get these things tugging at our emotions, and it causes our brains to fall out, and we can't tell right from wrong. Yes, a school full of dead kindergartners is about the saddest freaking thing I've ever seen in my entire life. I still remember that day. Gosh, it was freaking terrible. No, that doesn't mean you can disarm me. 1,000 school shootings would not mean you can disarm me. None of that means that me, the law-abiding citizen, that I'm supposed to give up what I might need to protect myself from the evil people in our government. Do remember, the Second Amendment is not about hunting, and it's actually not even about self-defense. Those are a couple nice side benefits to it. The Second Amendment was put there by the founders so you could stand up to the government if the government becomes evil. That's why it's there. That's why it's there. Don't ever give up a thing. Nothing. I'm sure the Republicans will sell us down the river on that one, too. They do every other daggone time. And by the way, I need to circle back to this before I get to emails. Mitch McConnell blaming Trump and candidate quality for the midterms.
You have to have quality candidates to win competitive Senate races. Our ability to control the primary outcome was quite limited in 22 because of the supported the former president, hopefully in the next cycle.
Our ability to control was limited because of the support of the former president. You see what Mitch McConnell truly hates? Mitch McConnell truly hates that he isn't the most influential Republican in these Republican primaries. Trump is, at least for now. Trump is, not Mitch McConnell. And it just tears him up that he can't choose the primary candidates. But let's slow down for a minute on quality of candidates. I hear this a lot now. The quality of candidates, the quality of candidates, the quality of candidate matters. People love saying this all the time. I'm not saying that doesn't matter. Of course, you want a better quality candidate. We ran Dr. Oz in Pennsylvania. Come on. But Pennsylvania then went out and voted for a vegetable. Don't tell me candidate quality matters when the state of Pennsylvania, no, not all of you Pennsylvanians, I know there's some blood red parts of Pennsylvania, but when the state as a whole went out and voted for a man who can't complete sentences, please stop telling me quality candidates is really what matters and that's why we lost. John Fetterman is a vegetable, Senator Cucumber. Quality of candidates? Come on now. All right, let's get to some emails. Jesse, I mess with my daughters constantly. It's an endless source of entertainment for me as a dad. I'll do something awesome and say, I heard the guys talking and they said I was pretty much the best. They used to believe everything I said, but now they're on to me. They've told me at any time I use the word pretty much that I'm full of crap. I'm especially full of it if I say pretty much followed by their name. So every time I hear you say pretty much, I just start chuckling and know whatever follows is a load. Yeah, I pretty much wrote Free to Choose. I forgot I said that the other night. You're pretty much the best radio host, Jesse. Listen, thank you, Drew. Look, Chris, I earmarked the book. That's creating, hear me out. That's creating a highlight reel for Milton Friedman. So Milton Friedman and me, co-authors in the writing of Free to Choose. It's pretty much the truth. Yo, Jesse, I know I missed Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. I have had more than a few Republican, he puts Republican in quote, friends of mine, normies, ask about the issues we're facing. I need help from you to explain in a short way what we are up against. I'd love a 2-minute Jay Steele repeatable rant to wake them up. Jesse, God bless you, brother. Please be the iron that sharpens us. We need iron now more than ever. His name is Dan. What we're up against. Well, explaining what we're up against. It's very difficult to condense that down to 2 minutes. You already know because you listen to the show every day. Explaining to your normal neighbor what we're up against. I'll tell you what. I have an idea that maybe it would be like a 30-second or a 1-minute long condensed version of what we're up against. That's if my voice holds out. My voice is sounding shaky tonight, Chris. Before we get to that, apparently we need to get another Eden Pure thunderstorm for the studio because I think I'm getting a cold. And I have not had a cold since I had the Eden Pure thunderstorms put in my house and in the studio. That's been over a year now because the Eden Pure thunderstorm kills the viruses and mold in the air. So the cold ain't around my house. My sons haven't been getting sick. My wife hasn't been getting sick. These little things are miracles. Go get yourself a 3-pack while they're $200 off. If you go to EdenPureDeals.com and use the code Jesse3, that's Jesse and the number 3, that'll get you a 3-pack for under $200 plus free shipping. EdenPureDeals.com, code Jesse3. Now, what are we up against? It probably depends on the normal neighbor you're talking to. Let's do keep in mind we have different audiences. You have to approach your crazy liberal Aunt Peggy a little bit different than you approach your normal Republican friends. But how you approach your normal Republican friends is probably much, much, much more important because they can probably be salvaged. Your normal Aunt Peggy, she probably genuinely believes doctors should be transitioning kids.
We need to challenge the hundreds of callous, cynical laws introduced in the states targeting transgender children, terrifying families, and criminalizing doctors who give children the care they need.
And I'm glad he brought it up because Joe Biden gives me a great idea. If you want to explain to your normal neighbor in a condensed fashion what we're up against, I have an idea. Hang on, I'll tell you.
You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show. You're welcome.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show, final hour still of The Jesse Kelly Show. We're going to get to more emails here in a second. I do want to answer this question, though. What's a condensed version of how do I wake up my normie neighbors? Well, let's use the enemy's tools against him, shall we? If I wanted to explain to my normie neighbor what we're up against, just how evil it is, here's what I would do. I wouldn't go on a rant. I would show him a picture. There is a baby boy out there. Well, not baby, a young boy out there. I think he's 11 or 12. His lesbian mothers, plural, have abused him mentally to the point that he now considers himself to be a child drag star who regularly goes around on television dressed as a woman, looking like a lady of the night, and dancing. His name, he goes by Desmond. They call him Desmond is Amazing. Maybe you've seen the video of him dancing on Good Morning America with Michael Strahan sitting there clapping like a barking seal. A picture is worth 1,000 words. And if they're going to use pictures to move our emotions, why don't you pull up a picture for your friends? When they say, I don't understand what you're saying, what are we up against? I would pull out that picture and I would say, you know your children? This is what they want to do to your children. That's what I would show them. show them what we're up against. A picture or a video. It's worth so much. You know what? Play them this. But there's endless amounts of these. Play them
this. The way to make sure that students' pronouns are respected in your classroom is to give a class survey. It's anonymous. And the first question you can ask is, what is your name on the roster? Then the next question following up could be, you know, what is the name you'd like me to call you in class? And it's really important to follow those up with questions such as, can I share this information with your caretakers? Can I share this with your other teachers? Can I share this information with other students in the classroom? And then doing all of that again with pronouns.
That's what you're up against. That took what? What was that? 30 seconds long? 30 seconds long? Do you remember the clip I played earlier in the show? With the lady saying, well, I don't think we need to notify parents. We work on children as young as 12. This clip, I think this clip is a minute and a half long, I believe, about a minute and a half long. You ask for 2 minutes, tell them to think about their children and tell them this is what you're up against.
Constantly filing reports of abuse and neglect because of parents
I understand
not
the cases
young
of
people who
it
they
sounds
are.
Like you're deflecting the question a little bit. I understand cases of abuse. There's laws to protect the abuse. I mean, schools actually are legally obligated to report cases of abuse. Mm-hmm. Same for churches and the like, anyone who deals with young people. But, you know, do parents have a right? Should they be informed about what's going on? Do they have a right to know what's going on in their kids' lives?
So I think, again, those of us who are protecting and supporting young people are there and trusted with the information of the things that they are dealing with. In terms of parents' rights to know at schools, I mean, here in Colorado, parents don't have the right. If a young person is questioning their gender or their sexuality, there are laws in place that say that they have the right to process that with their trusted counselor and so forth.
You do a significant amount of your work with kids even starting at age 13.
Yeah.
What would be the age of consent then in your mind?
In our community, the age of consent to mental health therapy is 12 years old. So we have laws that enable young people to connect with trusted adults who can support them. That is just so important. It prevents suicide. And so we serve young people at 13.
That's a minute and a half. Hey, do you think parents have a right to know? Crickets. Because she doesn't. That's a simple answer, right? Oh, yes. No. No, she doesn't. Play that for your normie neighbor, Norm. Jesse, I was stationed at Fort Irwin, so I'm not going to shed a tear for your 29 Palms experience. 29 Palms and Fort Irwin are basically in the same place in the middle of California desert hell, by the way. Have you had a coyote eat your sunflower seeds while you're at the top of a hill watching Blue Force repossession? He ate the whole bag. No, we didn't. I don't remember having many coyotes. There were some at 29 Palms. I'll tell you what we had all over the place were the freaking scorpions. We had scorpions all over the place, and they would sting us all the time. Now, they weren't deadly stings. You didn't have to go to the doctor or hospital, but it felt like a bee sting. It's essentially that. I'll never forget we had one of our field ops. We were, of course, playing with our NVGs, our night vision goggles, because that's what you do with NVGs. Oh, yeah, Chris, they're the best. And then you look up at the sky and you see more stars than you ever knew were possible. It's amazing. Anyway, we could turn them on and you would the scorpions would glow. And we were all laid out on the ground. Right? There's no tents or anything like that. You're just laid out on the ground underneath the stars. And I wished I hadn't have done that. They were everywhere. You looked down and it was like it was an Indiana Jones movie. You know what would have been a godsend during those times? Because it's so uncomfortable to sleep. My pillow. No, hear me out. You got to get out of your sleeping bag in the middle of the night. You got to go off to the side and pee or something like that. Instead of having to put your boots on, slip into some My Slippers. Make sure you dump them out first. Get the scorpions out. Slip into some My Slippers, especially now since they're $90 off, and go over and do your business. Or maybe you don't mind humping a little extra weight. Throw a mattress topper in there and put that down. What, Chris? Put that down underneath your sleeping bag. everyone else would be, oh man, this ground's uncomfortable, when you're over there just snoring, sleeping like a baby. I don't know what you're talking about. This is the best. Maybe you pack some Giza Dream Sheets. They're on sale right now too, as low as $29.98. But MyPillow would have been a godsend during all that. And they do have My Slippers, Giza Dream Sheets, mattress toppers. It's all on sale. You can get it all at MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse, all right? You have to go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener specials, and use the promo code Jesse. But I realize you may be driving. Maybe you're stuck in traffic or driving a big rig as we speak. Stay off your phone. I mean, don't get on the internet on your phone. Make a phone call. 800-845-0544. They'll handle all of it all over the phone, okay? All right. The Deep State in email. Next. Gotta do what you
can just to keep your... Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts. People say you It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. I almost forgot Cyndi Lauper popped her head up yesterday at that Turbo Freak convention at the White House.
We can rest easy tonight because our families are validated and because now we're allowed to love who we love. Bless Joe Biden and all the people that worked on this. For allowing people not to worry and their children not to worry about their future.
What world do these people live in? Not the real one. Oh, speaking of the world people live in, I think I'm starting to get a handle on this FTX thing that everyone keeps talking about. You know what cryptocurrency is. At least you have a vague understanding of it at the minimum. That's about what I have, is a vague understanding of it. It's currency that doesn't really exist except online. And apparently you can just invent your own cryptocurrencies. They have weird sounding ones all over the place. So it's an odd thing. I don't understand it. I'm really not poo-pooing it. A lot of my friends love it, but I get it. But I remember So a wise person telling me one time, if you really want to make money in cryptocurrency, don't buy and sell cryptocurrency. Get with one of the exchanges that buys and sells cryptocurrency. You essentially become a broker for it. Well, this FTX thing, this Sam Bankman-Fried, took in all this cash for cryptocurrency and then just sent it to another one of his companies. Sam Bankman-Fried, the company's worth like 30-some billion dollars, this FTX. And I got to tell you, I'm only playing this because it gave me the Snickers something fierce. Congress had his CEO testify, and you're not going to believe the accounting software they were using for the 30-some billion-dollar cryptocurrency company.
This one is unusual, and it's unusual in the sense that literally, you know, there's no record keeping whatsoever. They use QuickBooks, a multi-billion dollar company using QuickBooks.
QuickBooks?
QuickBooks. Nothing against QuickBooks. It's a very nice tool, just not for a multi-billion dollar company.
Do you think that should have set off some red flags, maybe? Do you think that maybe should have set off some red flags? Hey, we're a $30 billion company. We're buying the naming rights for the Miami Heat's new place where they play. Hey, cool. Could you send me an invoice for that? Yeah, let me go to QuickBooks real fast. Gosh, these people. Deep state mentality. Secret Service ICE secretly coordinated with the FBI to strip gun rights. Just a reminder to you, the administrative state, all those unelected government employees in the administrative state, they are all locking shields against you. They are all governed by one ideology. Remember, we know how they vote in the federal government. Federal employees vote over 90% of them. I think the number is like 95. Over 90% of them vote Democrat in every single election. And these organizations are all staffed by hardcore Democrats who hate your guts, including the law enforcement ones. That's a problem. Wouldn't you say? That's a pretty big problem. Jesse, I asked an employee of mine to check off jobs as he completes them on a clipboard I provided. He promptly told me, no, I don't get paid enough to do anything more than what I already do. I'm acting my wage. I promptly fired him. Go woke. Go broke. His name's John. Listen, I realize it's been a while since we've had this talk. So let's have this talk once again. Employee rule number one. This is the most, look, you can ignore all the rest of these rules. This is the most important rule you can possibly, you can ever do. When you're an employee, make sure your talent outweighs your baggage. We all have baggage of some kind. Every single person has personality flaws or gaps in themselves or vices that aren't good. Or every single person has those. Don't think, oh, I'm unique and I have them. No. Everyone has those things. Everyone has them. Make sure your talent outweighs your baggage. Make sure the juice is worth the squeeze. Maybe you've got irritable bowel syndrome. It's not your fault. What, Chris? Hold on. It's not your fault. I mean, you're going to need some Eden Pure thunderstorms in your office, but maybe you've got IBS. And because you have IBS, you have to spend a lot of time in the bathroom at work. A noticeable amount of time in the bathroom. I understand. There's nothing you can do about it. That one's not even your fault. If you, the employee, have to spend a noticeable amount of time in the bathroom unloading lunch, you should show up early, really early, so the boss can see that you're trying to make sure you are maximizing your time at work while not draining the company's toilet paper supplies. That's an important thing. Maybe you're in sales. Maybe you've developed a bit of a drinking problem. Or drugs or something. It's something you really shouldn't be doing. Because it's not all just stuff that's not your fault, right? Oftentimes, we have flaws that are our fault. Like, all my flaws are my fault. So maybe you got a drinking problem. And because you have a drinking problem, you have a hard time getting up in the morning. I've known people like this. I've known people like this in my business. They somehow mysteriously have to cancel all the morning things. You get them in the afternoon, they always seem to be there, but you schedule something for 8 in the morning, they never seem to make it. Something always goes wrong. That's generally a great sign. Maybe that's you. One, obviously, that's something you should probably work on. No judgment here. I've had plenty of times in my life where I drank way too much myself. No judgment. No judgment. Get some help. But let's say that's what you're dealing with right now. When you finally do get to work late again, you better be a selling machine by the time you actually walk in the door. You know who gets to show up late in a sales office? The number one guy in the office. He can show up late a lot. He can show up disheveled, hungover, bloodshot eyes. Jeez, Mike, put in a breath mint. You still smell like whiskey. Guess what? He ain't ever getting fired. You know why? Because his talent outweighs his baggage. A critical part of that. If you're last in the office, you're missing your quota every other month for your sales stuff, you don't get to drink. And you don't get to show up late, disheveled. You show up early. You have a pot of coffee on before the boss even gets there because you don't have the talent to outweigh your baggage. Always remember employee rule number one. Make sure your talent outweighs your baggage. All right. Now, I have a Christmas idea that I had not thought of before. Well, you had a Christmas idea. Hey, Jesse. Yesterday, I ordered 3 separate gift bundles of shrimp for my 3 adult children and their families as an early Christmas gift. Biloxi offers free shipping, and they all arrived today. Now, that's great customer service. But my favorite part is supporting this American business that delivers such a fantastic product. No more communist farm-raised shrimp for me. Thank you for everything you do, Jesse. I listen every day. Her name is Candace. She told me I could say that. Candace, congratulations. Allow me to tell you this. As someone who does this regularly for my father, he loves food the same way I love food. Food is an outstanding gift. Give the gift of Biloxi shrimp. I've told you before, it's not just like a bag. They have different bundles, different packages you can buy no matter what your budget is. Can't figure out what to buy, mom, dad, brother, sister? Get them the gift of some delicious American shrimp. Go to BiloxiShrimpCo.com. Promo code Jesse gets you 10% off. BiloxiShrimpCo.com. Promo code Jesse. And I should mention that 10% off is 10% off the entire order. American shrimp, American jobs from America, 95% of the shrimp in this country. That still floors me. I still cannot believe that. It's from shrimp overseas. And don't forget the herbs and spices, the Biloxi shrimp herbs and spices. Fantastic. All you need is a bag of shrimp, a stick of butter, and that, and you're eating like a king. I may have to eat that when I get home tonight. Anyway, BiloxiShrimpCo.com, promo code Jesse. All right? All right. We're going to do headlines. You know what? Instead of headlines, I might do sound bites. We might do the sound bite thing. I haven't done that in a while. I enjoy that every now and then. I don't know. I'll figure it out. Hang on.
Missed out?
Catch up.
JesseKellyShow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show. I almost forgot to play the Africa comments out of Biden and Dome. I think I'll lead with Dome first before we get to all the other ones. She murders me sometimes. Who talks like this?
So to Africa's young leaders, I say, I am an optimist about what lies ahead for Africa and by extension for the world. Simply put, your ability to see what can be unburdened by what has been. I thank you all.
Who talks like that? To see what can be unburdened by what has been. These people and their college nerd speech writers, what kind of a normal human being talks like this? Anyway, Joe Biden, I want you to know something. You went to work all day today and busted your butt so Joe Biden could send hordes of your money over to Africa for solar panels.
These MCC investments are part of the work we're doing worldwide through the Partnership for Global Infrastructure and Investment. I propose this initiative together with the rest of the G7 to help fill the need for quality, high-standard infrastructure in Africa and in low-income and middle-income countries around the world. And at the G7 meeting earlier this year, we announced our intention to collectively mobilize $600 billion in the next 5 years. Today's announcement, join a portfolio of Partnership for Global Infrastructure and Investment projects already underway in Africa, including mobilizing $8 billion in public and private finance to help South Africa replace coal-fired power plants with renewable energy sources and develop.
We're destroying South Africa's coal plants? That's what your money's going to. I shouldn't laugh, but what else can you do? Anyway, it wasn't all sunshine and roses for President Poopy Pants today.
Cisco Systems and Cyber Bastion, a diaspora-owned small business.
Cisco Snatchnicking.
A president who elevated LGBTQI plus leaders to every level of our administration.
LGBT. Well, good. Yeah, how's that working out? They just had one arrested for stealing women's luggage. And let's move on down to Josh Hawley. This is a pretty good point Josh Hawley makes here. I haven't forgotten about Afghanistan. I haven't forgiven about Afghanistan, mainly because nobody was held to account for Afghanistan.
It has now been 16 months since President Biden's disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan. 16 months. Since Lance Corporal Schmitz from Missouri and 12 other Marines lost their lives at Abbey Gate, 16 months since hundreds of American civilians were left behind to the enemy, 16 months, no one's been fired, no one's offered answers, there's been zero accountability. And so for approximately the 200th time, we are here on the floor as I continue to fulfill my pledge to seek accountability for what happened at Abbey Gate, for the lives that were lost, including the life from my own state, Lance Corporal Schmitz, and to press for answers. It is not too much to ask that not just the families of the fallen, but that the people of this country not be lied to about what happened at Abbey Gate, and we be given the answers that the American people deserve.
But all these people do is lie. I did enjoy this little exchange. Maxine Waters, she's an idiot. All right, Maxine Waters is an idiot. And this FTX guy that you heard earlier, he's having to sit in front of Congress and answer some tough questions on why they wiped out people's fortunes with this FTX scam. Well, Maxine Waters, for some odd reason, decides she's just going to try to wrap up the hearing on her own so Republicans can't question him, only she's not allowed to do that, and I thought this whole thing was hilarious.
And I'd like to thank you, Mr. John Ray III.
Chairwoman Waters.
For your presence here today.
Chairwoman Waters, I've not had an opportunity to testify or to question the witness.
I'd like to thank you for your presence.
Chairwoman Waters.
And for the
parliamentary inquiry.
Yes.
Are all members entitled to question witnesses?
You are, and if you would like to miss the votes on the floor for everybody.
Hey, it's the chairwoman's prerogative to call a recess.
Just one moment, please.
That's your decision, not mine.
Just one moment, please. You may go right ahead and have 5 minutes. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
You're certainly welcome, sir.
The sass at the end. Look, it's not her fault. She's just stupid. I'm sure she forgot. Yeah, one thing that's amazing is the border situation is so bad. MSNBC's talking about it.
They, in El Paso, they say they just do not have the resources to deal with this many migrants. And they say it's unsustainable, and they expected the situation here to get even worse with a bigger migrant influx potentially next week as Title 42 is lifted. What happens here at the front of the line, every half hour, an hour or so, it depends when they let those 10 to 15 migrants in, buses are brought here to then take them to a processing center. And again, Jose, those processing center, U.S. officials say, are already strapped for resources.
Not good. Not good. All right. Down to The creepiest thing we'll play you all night.
Amazon is trying to muscle its way into your digital wallet.
Amazon is ramping up its contactless payment system nationwide that works by scanning the palm of your hand right there.
Will you be paying with your palm today?
It's called Amazon One, a new contactless payment system that launched for the first time in Northern California at their store in Santana Row. To sign up, first insert a credit card and then hold your hand over the special camera. It'll scan the lines, ridges, and even pattern of veins inside your hand. The algorithm then creates a unique palm signature. The whole process takes about a minute.
I think I'm going to go ahead and pass on that. And finally, the most important clip of the day before we leave.
Ay, 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 ay. I am the Frito Bandito. Hey, I like Fritos corn chips. I love them, I do. I want Fritos corn chips. I'll get them from you. Ay, 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 ay. Oh, I am the Frito Bandito. Give me Fritos corn chips and I'll be your friend. The Frito Bandito, you must not offend. Munch, munch, munch a bunch of Fritos.
We're going to have more fun tomorrow. Did you know that? Did you know you can email the great Oracle, Jesse Kelly? And it's not going to get right to me because I would never do that. But they go to Chris and he prints them out. You can email Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. It's going to be a fun rest of the week. There's something in the air. That might actually be Chris, though. All right. That's all.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind the scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.